Now, baby, let me state for the record that I love your penis. It does it for me every time. And I don't really care about penis size, but I know how much you love to be humiliated, so we're just gonna play this game, okay? Ready? Let's go. Hold on just a second, sweetheart. I'll be right with you. Now, let me see. Where is that file? Go ahead, sugar. Have a seat. Now, what do we have here? Aren't you just adorable? Sweet as a peach, I reckon. Do you know why you're here? Well, sugar, I'm here to give you some bad news, which I am truly sorry to have to tell you, but that is basically what our service is all about. Dissatisfied girlfriends come to us so that we can tell their boyfriends some hard truths. Yes, she is the one that hired us. Well, you can call her, darling, and confirm, but I have the file right here and her payment. Oh, dear. This is a bit awkward. It looks like she paid with your credit card. Last four digits, 7612. Ain't that something? She's a cheeky one, isn't she? There's quite a list here, so we really do need to get started. First off, we need to know just what we're dealing with here, so go ahead and drop your trousers. It's okay. I'm sure she was stretching the truth. It can't be as bad as all that. Well, honey, that is one of the reasons you're here. So let's see it. All the way. You do love her, don't you, sugar? Well, if you want to keep her, you're really going to need to let me help you. Okay, there we go. Well, yes, underwear too. My goodness! I believe that's the cutest little thing I ever did see. But what on earth did you ever think you were going to do for her with that? She really was telling the God's honest truth, bless your little heart. Now, don't cover it up. We need to know exactly what we're dealing with here. And that sure is a memorable penis, honey. Are you sure it's really a penis? It really looks more like a clit to me, sweetie. Anyway, we're here to set the record straight, okay? I'm sure that all your life you've heard women tell you size doesn't matter, or it's how you use it. Though, judging from some of these comments, that's an issue for you too. You've heard that, haven't you? Well, you really need to understand that women just say that to protect your feelings. I reckon they just want to spare you some hurt, that's all. But I have to tell you, darling, that really is just the cutest little thing, but it's not exactly going to tickle her fun spot now, is it? That thing looks about as useful as my husband in the kitchen. Now, here at Southern Belle Consulting, we don't see any reason to spare your feelings. I see here she says she's never had an orgasm with you using that tiny baby dick. I am not surprised. Oh, darling, women lie about that too, all the time. But you see, she called us because she wants you to know. She's just not happy with the current state of affairs, and you just can't put lipstick on a pig and call it a beauty queen now, can you? We have two recommendations to get y'all's relationship back in ship shape. She's already agreed to them. In fact, they're kind of deal breakers for her if you don't sign on. Now, don't look so sad, sugar. We're here to make sure everything gets right back on track. You don't worry your pretty little head about a thing. So, let's see. The first recommendation is that we lock that little thing up. Lock it how? In one of these nice shiny chastity cages, of course. It says right here that you have a little bit of a masturbation problem. Giving it a little tug when you're not supposed to be. Apparently the shower is a favorite. A little too much rub-a-dub-dub, if you get what I'm saying. Well, no more of that. If your little cocklet can't please her, it really has no business pleasing you now, does it? Now, sugar, if you want to save this relationship, you're going to have to do your part. Now, let's get that little thing locked up. All right, hold still now. That's better. But something's missing. What does it need? I know. I'm gonna tie this little red ribbon in a bow around the base. Well, let's face it. That basically means around the whole thing now, doesn't it? And I'm going to add a tiny little bell to it so it jingles when you move. We can't have you forgetting that the only thing it's good for is a laugh now, can we, honey? There. That's better. Isn't that just precious? You look much better that way. She's going to be happier than a pig in mud. Now, the other condition isn't really about you, but you do need to know. While we spend a lot of our time and energy letting men with teeny tiny penises learn the truth, we consider that our educational mission. We also provide a matchmaking service. Well, of course you don't understand. I haven't explained it to you yet. Darling, God gave you two ears and one mouth. You need to listen twice as much as you talk. Good Lord! Now, as I was saying, we offer a matchmaking service for women like your girlfriend. Big, strong men who are, well, let's just say men who most women wouldn't kick out of bed for eating crackers. You know, ones without your, little problem. So, these men are available to help make sure women like your girlfriend are fulfilled. She'll still be your girlfriend, but just without the sex part. She gets her orgasms, and you don't have all that pressure of trying to please her without the right equipment. So that's it, darling. You just sign these documents here, and we'll turn your keys over to her and set up a few dates. Other options? Well, I don't really see any for you, sugar. But at least now you know the truth. Oh my, how time flies. My next appointment is here, so you're going to need to skedaddle. Of course, darling. You take as long as you need to think about it. I'll just hold on to this key for you until you make up your mind. Now you go be a good boy and talk it over with her if you like. I'll keep you in my prayers, darling.